It's possible or even likely that a few years ago you knew people who would wear Fitbits to track their steps and other fitness activity. Maybe you had or still have one yourself. But then the Apple Watch came along.
Apple has really been able to dominate. They came in a little late. There were other companies already making wearables, including Fitbit, Garmin, Samsung. There were a bunch of people. And Apple came in and really had a device that got people's attention.
CNET editor-at-large Ian Schur says that times have been hard for Fitbit recently. But on Friday, Google's parent company announced plans to buy Fitbit, which likely will increase competition against Apple in the smartwatch realm. Schur adds that the world of wearable fitness trackers could expand with sensors being added to many things we already have.
There's technology now being built into even like shirts, and this is primarily for like high-end athletes, but to have sensors to actually figure out how they're doing across their body during a workout.
Google has said that it will not use the data Fitbit collects for advertising purposes. Melissa Kallross, KCBS.